You found him, friend. And Dante's tale deserves to be known. So, allow me to relate it as he passes it to me. Dante ventured to the deafeningly silenced halls of the doomed Entrati lineage, encountering automated defenses gone senile and violent, chanting in an unright dialect that slurred thought and annihilated hope. That wrong-tongued language invaded Dante's mind, infecting it with the one thing he was defenseless against, the promise of knowledge. Oh, it may be said that a parasite is life from without the body, fighting to exist within the body, despite the body, even as it risks the body. What then do we call knowledge from beyond our reality, demanding to be let in? Poor Dante. If only he had recited to me sooner the wrong-tongued words he had heard. I could have told him, you know, that I had heard that language before. Once, long ago, from the lips of Parvos Granum. Dante found it, you see. Dante found the book. The Dante I knew was many things, but he was not weak. He struggled, fought, refused its knowledge. There was a moment, I knew, when that chill indifference felt it had won. In those moments, I was with him, wrestling the foul thing he had unlocked. Impossibly, though it cost him dearly, he was winning. But miserably. I knew the equation was not so simple as that. I told him, Dante, what you have found can never be brought forth. Parvos must never know of this. I felt the chill, the awful loneliness of understanding wash through him. I sensed the moment he chose, and I felt Dante give up. When he died, I almost died with him. But the book, the word, did not permit Dante to die. The violent diplomacy which ensued rewrit the very fabric of who he was. I understood things, learned things on that journey with my old friend from night to day. Things which could not survive in this world, but have forever made a lie to me of science. What became of him and what stars he may have travelled to is unknown to me. What that wrong-tongued voice may murmur in his mind on long nights, I'm not sure I would want to know. But I know it teaches. It teaches because it longs to be known, and in being known, it exists, and in existing, it survives.